not have to be mekadesh to kohen mitzvah. After the kohen makes the kmitza, he does not have to put it into a kli shoros. Says so. What do we need the second word yad for? What do I do with the extra word yad here by kmitza? Yeah. Well, man, the yom of Rabbi Shimon Nami boy kiddush kohen mitzvah bismoil achshurim achshur. In other words, the Rashi says the machlokes amuroyim over there. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? So the Shimon have to have a kiddush kohen mitzvah in a kli shoros or not? So when it says leman diyom, according to the Amor that says leman diyom, Rabbi Shimon Nami boy kiddush, do have to have kiddush kohen mitzvah. So that's what I do with the word yad. So nechnami b'smoil achshurim achshur, and nechnami according to Rabbi Shimon will be kosher b'smoil. Even if you do it with your left hand, it would also be kosher. Rashi says b'smoil achshurim achshur lekaddish. It's not moist, it's not more choshev, this avoid of Kabbalah, of the Kiddush HaKoymitz, than the Kabbalah Saddam. The Marshal of Shimon B'smol, the Shimon says that the Din of Al-Mishnah, the Shimon holds, a Kabbalah Saddam, the smell is kosher. So what then, a Kabbalah of Kiddush, even of Koymitz, even if you say you have to be put the Kamitza into a cliche to Mekadish it, but a Vadin Echlam, according to Rav Shimon, it would be kosher B'smol. Now the Gemara says, Yad Yad the Rav Lomli. What do I need the word Yad Yad the Rav according for Rav? So that's the question. According to Rav Shimon, like, what do we have to have the extra word Yad for then? Why do we have to say Yad Yad twice by Kemitza, according to Rav Shimon? Yad Yad the Rav. Rav is the extra word Yad Lomli. Ila Kemitza Atzma. Is it telling me that the Kemitza itself has to be done with your right hand? But you have Yehuda bread, Rabbi Chia Nafka. Tell me, Rabbi Yehuda bread, Rabbi Chia. My times, Rav Shimon, what's the reason that Rabbi Shimon in the Yom, according to Potuk, says that, like it says about the mincha is like kodesh kadosh mikachatas choshim. So what do you mean to say it's like an oshim like a chatas? It means to say bol yoiv de biyad oiv de biyamin. If you want to use your hands, if you want to make kemitza with your hand itself, you have to use your right hand. Kichatas bol yoiv de kli. If you want to use a kli, oiv de bismail koshim like an oshim. So that the kemitza itself with your hand has to be done with the right. That I know from this drush over here. So according to Rav Shimon, what do I do with the extra word yad yad? So Moshe lo nitzuch elu lekoymetz minchas choyta. The chiddush is that the kemitza of minchas choyta also has to have the right hand, because otherwise salkut that the kemitza would have thought to say hoyu v'yomu Rabbi Shimon shelo yei kabona mehudor, that a minchas choyta is not supposed to be mehudor, it's not supposed to look so nice. The minchas supposed to have, the reason why the minchas does not have to have shemen or levoina is the reason as far as it should not be mehudur, it should not look nice. The minchas choyta, if so, I would have thought to say, to come and slay b'smil namit yischasher, even if you do it with your left hand, to make the kemitza with your left hand here on this mincha, maybe it should be kosher. Kamash v'lon, that's a chiddush, no. Then this thing, l'mais, fits to apostle. That's one of the extra word yad features for this type of a kemitza. So the kemitza itself, not for the kabbalah b'kli. The kabbalah b'kli ta'ak is kosher b'smil. But the kemitza itself, when the minchas choyta is like from a choyta, I have to teach you, you need an extra posse to say the kemitza here also has to be biyad yamin. Alright, we'll stop here. We are holding daf chotei yomar aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishpach ha'adam al haritzpo v'yosfo posel. It means if somebody made a shechita on the korban, and the kohen did not make a good kabbalah, but instead nishpach, the blood of the animal, spilled out al ritzpah on the floor, that from the neck of the animal the dam went straight onto the floor, onto the ritzpah of the avara. The yosu, and then even if the kohen went to gather the dam together and put it into a klisharis, still posel. Rashi says like nishpach means mitzav of behemoth, for in his kabbalah b'kli, the dam did not have its kabbalah, was not received the first in the kli, so you do not have the avoid of kabbalah. Therefore, the dam is possible. Tana Rabbanu, what's in a braisa like this? The prophet says, the lokach ha-koyin ha-mashiach midam ha-par, that the kohen gadol has to take from the dam of the par. So we darshan, when the prophet says midam ha-par, we darshan midam ha-nefesh. There has to be the blood of the nefesh, means when the animal dies, because this blood is coming out. For loy midam ha-or, and not just from the outer blood that comes from, just give it a cut, that comes out from the skin. And not from the dam of the tamsis. Now the dam of tamsis, that's the blood that is like drains out. In other words, after you make the shechita, the first real gush of blood that comes out, that's called the dam ha-nefesh. That's why the animal dies, because of that blood.
and then the blood that comes out later, that's what's called like it drains out. That blood is possible for Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be after Mekabel, the first gush of blood that comes out, that's called the Dam HaNefesh. Well, Dam HaTamsis. Then we also dash him for this Pasuk, Midam HaPar. So we dash him means Dam Mehapar, Yikablenu. It has to be, you have to be Mekabel the blood from the par itself. Dam Mehapar, Yikablenu. The Rashi says, She Nishbach Menatzabal, a Ritzba of Yosra Pasuk. That's our halacha. That if the blood falls on the floor and then you gather it together, it's possible. It has to be a kabbalah from the neck of the animal itself. That's lashon of midam hapar, means the kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Because the psychodaitach, you're going to tell me a thing, the psychodaitach, midam hapar, shidichsiv, if you tell me a thing otherwise, that you want to make the drosha from the extra mem that the pasuk says, Midam. That maybe Midam means only Midam. The Afilu Mixasam. That you do not need a Kabbalah with all the blood. It's enough to make a Kabbalah just with part of the blood. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Midam means just from the blood, but not all the blood. So you have no drasha to say the Kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Yomar Rav, Rav himself said, that Hashoichet, Mashna's crying God that's making the Shechit in his own power, Hashoichet, Tzorach Shekabalet Kol Damoi Shel Par. He has to make a Kabbalah with all the Dam of the Par. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'yet Kol Damoi Yishpech, all the blood he should spill out. So Mashma, at least Lechetchila, he has to make a Kabbalah with all of the Dam. So you can't tell me what the Pasuk now means. The mem of midam means just part of the blood. It's not true. The pasuk says, "V'yefkolu Yaakov Kabbalah was all the blood." Ella, so rather, what do we do with the extra mem from the pasuk of midam hapar? Ella, rather, the drasha is like this: midam hapar means dam mehapar yikablenu. That you have to make the Kabbalah from the par itself, meaning the blood has to come directly from the neck of the animal into the kli, into the, to make the Kabbalah, and not if it first falls on the floor. Uksavram, we hold that the pshat is, Gorin o masif and vidarshim, you like to take away from one word, an ois, and put it on to another word, to darshan. Like here Rashi says, Gorin ois mitaybezu, take off like the mem from this word, midam, o masif and ois al-kabrat, and you can put the mem on the next word. For darshin, where we darshin now, just to say mi par, that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be from the par itself, even though it says mi dam par, we have a right to take off the mem from the word dam and put it onto the word par, just to say mi par, the Kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Tagmor says gufo, what we just said before, omre avu damarav that hashaychei. Tzorach Shekabalas Kol Domei Shapar, that the Kohen Gadol makes the Shechita on his special power on Yom Kippur, he has to be Mekabel all the Dam. Shenemar Rukosa, because the Pasuk says, V'yes Kol Dam HaPar Yishpoich all the Dam of the Par. You should still Mashma, first you had a Kabbalah, and then you have to make the Shvicha. Said Gemara Ay, V'hob Yishrayim Siv. This Pasuk is talking about Yishrayim. Yishrayim means the leftover blood. It's not talking about the Kabbalah. So what's the right? The Kabbalah has to be all of the Dam. Here it's talking about the Shirayim, meaning after the Kohen made the Zrik of the Dam, the leftover Dam, all the leftover Dam that he has in the Kli, that he was Mekabalit, he has to spill it now on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. But maybe Lechetchila, when he first made the Kabbalah in the Kli in the Mizrut, maybe there you do not have to have Kol Adamai. Just as much of the blood as you and Makabo, maybe it's enough. And later, after the Zrika, the leftover, that's what we're talking about now. All the leftover blood that's in the Kli already, you have to spill on the side of the Mizbeach. Gemara says, Emeinu inyuli shirayim, if you do not need this pasuk for the loch of the shirayim of the leftover blood after the Zrika, to alayte lekul adam, because anyway, the leftover is not all of the blood. Because for sure you use the sum of the blood for the Zrika ready. So anyway, it's not considered like you're spilling now all of the blood. So by the Shirayim, it's not possible to say you have to spill all the blood because he used up some of the blood already. Therefore, since we do not need the words of Kol Domei Bavishrayim, Tenuinya B'Kabbalah, rather put it to teach us that the Kabbalah has to be B'Kula. So that's the drasha from this pasuk. Even though it's going on the Shirayim, it's a diyuk to say that L'Chatchila, when you mekabel, when you receive the blood, you're supposed to receive all of the blood. Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. HaShoychet Tzorah Sheyagdiya Sakin Lamala. The Shoychet that makes the Shechit on the Korban, he has to pick up the Sakin Lamala. Rashi said that means Shle Yipol Dam HaSakin Al HaMizrat. That the blood of the Sakin should not fall into the clay that you're baking the Kabbalah. In other words, this dam that's on the Sakin is not kosher for Kabbalah. Therefore, you have to make sure right after the Shechita, pick up your knife, that the blood on the knife should not fall back into the Mizrak. Why? Shenela, because the Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par, you're supposed to take from the blood of the par when we dash in, V'loy midam ha-par v'dovaracha, and not the dam of the par, and also from something else, which means from the Sakin. So the blood that goes into the Mizrach, the Kabbalah has to be only the blood that comes directly from the neck of the animal, and that's the blood that comes off the Sakin. That's called Loi Midal HaPavad Oberachar. Therefore, you have to be careful right after the Shechita to pick up the knife. Elimur says, V'dam Sakin is so, V'mam Mekanech Loi, with what, how does he wipe off the dam on the Sakin then? If you're not supposed to let it drip into the Mizrach, what do we do with the blood on the Sakin? From Rabbi Abai says, the Svas Mizrach, he has to like clean it on the side of the Kli. But Rashi says, but not inside it, like make sure the blood does not go inside, but you could wipe it off on the outside of the Kli. Kedechtiva, the Pasuk says, Kipurei Zov, these Mizrach is called like a cleaning gold. What do you mean, Kipurei Zov? Rashi says, Korel Mizrachim, the Sefer Ezra. And Sefer Ezra calls these Kerem, these jugs that they receive the blood, it calls the Kippurim Zov. Rashi says, what Kippurim means, Lashon of cleaning. Shem Kinuach, like cleaning, because you're on the Sech Techulin. Yikub Lis Tepas of Machroi. He used to clean the Sakin on the side, on the outside of the Mizrach. But to make sure the blood does not go inside the Kli. Oh, my Rav Chizom Rabbi Yimri Yobar Abba, HaShoychei, Sorech Sheyitain Veridin, Hotech HaKli.